Good morning. I don't really need this, but I'm happy that you're all here this morning. You know what? I'd like to know who you are. So we're going to start with this young man right here. Can you tell me your name? Can you tell the church your name? Malachi. That's what I heard, Malachi. And I'm going to ask you your name.
Cassie.
Cassie. How old are you, Cassie?
I'm eight.
Eight. Tell me your name.
Riley.
Riley. And how old are you? How old are you?
Ten.
Ten. I'd like to know my audience.
Riley.
Riley.
I'm ten.
And Rayleigh's how old?
Eight.
She's eight. And I know this one.
Josie.
Josie. How old are you, Josie?
Six.
Six. And how, and a name and an age?
Rory.
Rory. Rory. How old are you, Rory?
13.
13. I think that's my oldest one yet.
Andrew, I'm seven.
And Andrew is seven. And what is your name, young lady? Caitlin? And Caitlin, how old are you?
Eight.
She's eight. Tell me your name.
Haley.
Haley. And how old are you, Miss Haley?
Five.
Five. And we have one here with beautiful brown eyes and dark hair. And what is your name? Maybe Mom can tell.
Aiden.
Tell me again.
Aiden.
Aiden. And how old?
Two.
Two. So I have 2 to 13. Is there one more back here? I know this young lady because I see her every day at school, but she doesn't know that. Tell me your name and how old? Nayeli. And Nayeli, how old are you?
Six.
She's six. So what did you want to tell me? Oh, that you're two.
Two.
Two. Wonderful. I have a good age group here from 2 to 13. And so we're going to tell a story that hopefully is not too old and not too young. The story is about two men. One really good guy and one really bad. Now I'm not going to tell you the bad guy's name until the end. And maybe then I won't, because he was so bad, and everybody knows him. Both of the men were from Germany. One man was the cause of a lot of pain and suffering for a lot of people. The other one was a good guy. He was... What should I say? He was known to God, and he knew God, and he was the one who wrote the 95 Theses on the wall. So, do any of you know what his name was? Martin Luther. The other man was the cause of a lot of evil and hurt to a generation of people that still suffer. And this story is about a reporter that went to Germany, and he was looking for some kind of sign, some kind of statue, some kind of something that said where the bad guy was. For some reason, he was looking for the place that this fella had died, and he wanted to take pictures. But you know, there weren't any. The people from that country and in that town didn't want to give him any recognition, and that's a good thing, because he was evil. But then about 3 hours down the road, he went back, and there was signs and statues everywhere, statues. When you're good, where does that goodness come from? He was a man of God. He knew God. The other man didn't. The good guy really wanted his life to make a difference. Do you want him, your life to make a difference? Some of you are only 2 and some are 13. But who will make the difference in your life? Can you tell me anybody? Who makes the difference in your life?
Yeah, it's Mama, Daddy.
Mama? Mama and
Daddy, Daddy.
And Daddy. And tell me, the Lord. Jesus makes the difference in our lives, doesn't he? He makes the difference whether we go this way or that way. Mom and Dad have a big influence. But in the end, Jesus is the one that will lead you in the right direction. And if you don't follow him, which way will we go? We'll just go. Yes, ma'am. We'll go down and we won't have any way back. Because the Lord is the only one that can lead us in the right direction. There's a saying, and I can't, will you hold that?
Yeah?
Okay, now don't drop it. And it says, we only have one life to live, 'twill soon be past. Only what's done for Christ will last. Can you say that with me? Only one life, 'twill soon be past. Only what's done for Christ will last. Amen. So remember every day, as you go through the day, say your prayers in the morning, say your prayers at noon, say your prayers at night. Okay?
Mommy, Daddy, listen.
That's, yes, yes. And Mommy and Daddy, listen, because you'll lead these children in the good way or the wrong way, and only Christ will be able to save our souls. I don't think I'm going to give this to you again. Okay? Now, I have a sack here, and I don't know. I always seem to draw a pretty good crowd, but I'm going to give it to you and make sure that everybody gets one. Okay? Can you hold the sack?